Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and shitheads, and welcome to another episode of A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Patronillo, and we're here at SkidRowStudios.com. Today's a big day, or tonight. We got Michael Crane here from Retox and Kill the Capulets. We're going to have him in here in a bit, and we're going to have some conversation and see how that goes. We're also playing Retox tracks. It's going to be great.
Yes.
Right now, we're sitting here with my buddy Derek, hi, Charles, and Joaquin.
All right, so...
What do you have for me, Derek?
Oh, yeah. So last night, me and Dan, you, were talking... We're talking as good friends do, and we're talking...
That's for you, buddy.
Thank you. And we're talking about masturbation.
Yes, we were.
Also as good friends do. And we're talking about the things we've jerked off to, and I noticed those getting more and more fucked up. There was a downward spiral.
Well, I mean,
to it.
You can only talk about the regular stuff for so long,
exactly,
and then eventually,
yeah,
like, we lead to the other, yeah, ones that we've been involved, yeah, in, and you're like, wait a minute.
Exactly.
You
and
too?
I got to thinking, how deep does this rabbit hole of semen and tears go?
I think, indeed.
How depraved are people, really? It's an important question.
I think the river of shame rose thick. I think it does.
So I took to Reddit today and Facebook, instead of working, really, and I started asking some random strangers and a few friends, what is the most embarrassing thing you've masturbated to? Mm. And I think you're going to be pleased with the results.
What did you find?
They're the normal ones that you would expect, like Japanese tentacle porn,
sure,
Two Girls, One Cup, and Hitler. Those were the normal ones that I was expecting.
Mm-hmm. Hitler?
yeah. And so, some of them were very inspired, though. These are verbatim, by the way. One is the goat that got eaten in Jurassic Park.
I wish we had a sound effect when that was it.
The Sergeant Pepper's cover album.
The Sergeant Pepper's?
Yeah, the Sergeant Pepper's album cover.
All right.
A video of a girl swallowing live mice.
Ooh.
Jesus.
What kind of fetish did she have?
A fractal zoom playing yakety sax. Thank you. The word muff written on a Pictionary card.
Why don't we go around the room real quick and just do every one of yours? Go ahead.
Okay.
You go first.
All right, I'll start first. Hanson, before I knew they were girls. They weren't girls.
That's pretty rough,
that
too.
One. Yeah.
Holy shit.
What about you, Charles?
Sexual harassment video for work.
Joaquin.
It was more of an accident, but it was a Reba episode.
Oh, what? Hey, Reba was good looking.
I didn't make it past the
Reba
credits.
Did look good. She wore a lot of sweaters, too.
Was it too?
It really worked for her.
It was the short hair.
It was a mixture of the daughter and Reba.
Oh, the daughter.
Yeah, the daughter was really hot.
All right, well, mine was Nala from The Lion King. She's that lioness has got the voice of a vixen. I couldn't not do
was
it.
Was it during the Can You Feel the Love Tonight part?
No, oh, it was when she was yelling at him to return to Pride Rock and he didn't want to. It's like the anger.
What the hell? So you picked the saddest part of the movie to jerk off to.
Is what you're saying. And
the
emotion.
Saddest part of the movie with no humans in it to jerk off to.
I'm sorry. Alex?
Well, you guys didn't really think mine was good, but it was at my aunt's house in Mexico while we were visiting.
Right.
Is that weird?
No, I don't think that's the furnishings.
It was weird because of
that wasn't weird, but the weird part seemed to be that you were looking at all your fucking family pictures.
Yeah, I was looking at my aunt and then my grandma.
And then
my mom as like a teenager.
It's a comfortable
environment. It was really awkward. Yeah.
Familiar environment.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, man. Let's fucking play some music. And then we're going to get Michael Crane in here. We got the Bronx and Murder City Devils coming up because they made it on the FYF bill, and that's pretty exciting. We're going to try and cover that some more. You'll be hearing some more of that. And then Retox, too. And let's hit that, Alex.
I'm just saying that you can't be sure that it wasn't.
Monitors?
That's ridiculous. Of course it wasn't me. Marijuana is a memory loss drug, so maybe you just don't remember. I would remember. Well, how could you if it just erased your memory? That's not how it works. Now, how do you know how it works? Knock it off, okay? I'm interviewing you. No, you said that I'd be conducting the interview when I walked in here. Now, exactly how much pot did you smoke?
Drop the beer. Drop the beer. Drop. No, drop it. Don't finish it.
This is JP,
Brian,
Thor. We are Retox, Pint of
Cacophony.
I know.
Go.
Tongue tied.
Oh, welcome to A Pint of Coffee. My name's Dan. Sitting across from me is Mr. Michael Crane. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, I'm so happy you're in this room with me. I mean, that was just Retox. You sent me that earlier. We're going to play the crap out of the rest of those, too.
Awesome.
Is it nice hearing that on the air for yourself?
Yeah, I actually haven't heard that song in a long fucking time.
That's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah. I forgot it existed until I saw it on my computer. I was
and you're like, we'll send him this one.
Yeah, I was like, oh, wait, what is that? Oh, that's let's send that one.
Awesome. Okay. So, yeah, you're in Retox and Kill mm-hmm. the Capulets, which we'll talk about a little later. But we got to go like a few questions here. If you feel like, we'll just get through them and see what you feel like getting into. So, YPLL, Years of Potential Life Loss, was your guys' last release, right?
Correct.
And you did the tour for that.
Yeah, we did
you guys had so many dates.
A lot of tours for that, it feels like. I don't even know anymore.
I saw it because I saw you guys in Los Angeles at the Troubadour. Mm-hmm. That was for that tour, right? With Milk Banana? Or was that one of them?
That was one of them.
And then I remember like a couple months went by and I was like, shit, they're still touring on. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think it was just like different legs.
Right, right. Different, like the swing and then that
different
one.
Tours mm-hmm. with different bands, you know, as support or whatever. I don't know. There was so many dates. Just
they're just like a blur at this point.
Pretty much. It's all a blur. Everything's a blur. Even this right now.
Well, I hope you can see me.
I can.
Right on.
Kind of.
So with that, you guys also had a YPLL documentary film feature. Uh-huh. You guys had footage and interviews with members of the Melvins, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Tomahawk. I watched the whole thing. It was fucking pretty awesome. The stuff you guys said. And it was like, it was just heart to heart. And like, I think you guys came off super sincere in it. We learned a lot about you and the music was fucking great. But no, I thought it was cool. I was just wondering what made you guys decide to want to do that.
You know what? I don't remember.
Somebody was like, dude, let's fucking do a documentary about this thing. And then I just got an emotion at some point.
I think maybe it was either Justin or Mitch Massey's idea.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch did a video for us, A Bastard on Father's Day.
Okay.
Off our release on Ipecac. And he just wanted to go on tour with us. He's like, I'm going to bring my camera. I just want to fucking shoot it, the whole thing. And so he did. He just had, you know, I don't even know if it was like planned out.
It was like mostly Candy's like along for the ride. And what he got is pretty much wrapped it up at the end into what we saw.
Yeah. And he just started asking questions to everybody. And I think that was it. He just threw it all together. He actually is kind of doing something similar with Dillinger Escape Plan right now.
Oh, how cool.
He was on that tour. He was
right with you guys.
He was with them.
How was that playing every night with those guys?
Oh, it was incredible.
Well, the crowds must have been a blast.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. I mean, some of the shows were obviously crazier than others. But
right, right. What's one that sticks out?
Oh, God. I don't even know. The Blur, let me think. LA is always really good.
Mm-hmm.
LA was sick. Chicago was sick. New York.
It's
okay. I don't know. They were all crazy for one reason or another.
Right, right.
And then Trash Talk was also on that mm-hmm. tour. They were direct support. And the shows were definitely high energy, let's just
say.
Yeah,
in the documentary, like, it shows mm-hmm. what your guys' stage presence is like. And I remember being in I had that recorder that I recorded liners with you that night at the Troubadour.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's this big Tascam thing, like expensive thing I borrowed from the radio station. And I was in the mosh pit, like, with it, just fucking holding on to it. Because I'm like, if I break this, I get fired. But I'm not leaving this mosh pit. It was pretty fucking awesome.
You should have just jumped on stage.
Turn the mic on.
Yeah, just stood there.
You know, next time I will. I will.
Just go with it. You can steal that idea.
JP punch me in the face or something.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't. But
no, I don't think he would either.
I've definitely seen him punch people in the face.
I know.
He brings it out in people.
Yeah, he does. But I love the way you guys feed off of each other, the crowd and Retalks. Like, I see it in you guys more than I do in a lot of bands, even like aggressive ones, especially in Los Angeles, that mm-hmm. that just get that intense back and forth with each other. And it's not like anybody's ever hurt each other. It's just like you're in the moment and you're feeling it. And you guys know it and they know it. And everybody just connects that way together. And I feel like you guys bring that out better than most people do, like around here, these parts.
Thanks.
I mean, that's why we play the crap out of you on this show. It's like,
We definitely we try to feed off of each other and mm-hmm. we definitely spit on each other and
I've noticed that.
Yeah.
When
somebody fucks up, I mean, no one else knows it, but we know it or whatever.
It's like your little thing, like, hey, fucker.
Yeah.
What's your guys' relationship like?
It's like any,
you guys like brothers, you bicker.
It's like any loving, dysfunctional fucking family that lives in a van together for months on end.
I was going to say, like, going from city to city, spending all that time trapped in the same moving pod together, like, how do you guys do it?
A lot of practice. It's pretty mellow,
you guys,
honestly.
Like, really quiet most of the time, doing your own thing, or, like, you guys get into it with each other and party hard?
No, there's not really. We're always moving. Mm-hmm. Like, we're never anywhere.
Just work.
It's so funny. People are always like, oh, my God, how was Europe? How was, you know, this place, that place. How was Germany? How was Prague? I'm like, I don't remember.
I remember the inside of the van. Yeah, and the stage.
I remember. I know like venues really well and highways. That's about it.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy how it gets that way.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, everyone gets along pretty well. It, you know, a couple of the guys just sleep. That's their thing. Brian likes to sleep all the time.
He wakes up in the new destination every time.
Yeah. He lives off of Rice Krispie treats and like really fucking weird food. I can't even believe he's still alive, to be honest.
With that, like, nutritious.
Yeah.
The nutrition like zero, that he's putting in his body.
Zero nutritional value whatsoever.
Sleep, water, and Rice Krispie treats. Yeah. Something like
Seems
that.
Seems to work. He's got a formula.
That's awesome. Congratulations, You Were Good features guest guitar work by Nick Zinner of the Yeah. How'd that collaboration come into fruition with you guys?
Justin's old buddies with them. They had a project together.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think actually when Retox started, Nick was going to be a guitarist and I was going to be the other guitarist.
Right.
And Nick couldn't do it. He's a busy guy. He's got a lot going on. He couldn't commit to it full time. And then so finally we had a chance to have him play on something. We're like, dude, just pick whatever you want to play on.
Right. It's a nice nod. That's cool. It's and a good fucking song.
Yeah. He picked that one. We're like, all right, cool.
Yeah, do your thing on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how did the forming of you guys go, bro? Like, who came first? Was it you?
It was Justin and Gabe's idea.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to do another band, something more traditional. I don't just something a little more straight ahead.
Right, right.
As opposed to what they did in the Locust.
Exactly.
And they're like, all right, well, who should we get? And they just started naming people.
Like naming people off the list.
Yeah,
like, you were one of them.
Yeah, that was one of them. And then that was that.
So you got that call one day, and how was that like? You're like, wouldn't, like, I I'm think, in?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was like, yeah, fuck yeah, let's play.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it, really. We just started playing.
That's...
We've all been in bands for a long time. We've all been in a lot of bands, so it's...
Yeah, it seems like you guys have been, like, a million projects doing this and doing that. And
yeah,
like...
those guys especially.
Yeah, and they're always busy, and it's great to
for
see
sure.
That. And I see that in Retox as well. I mean, with the dates and the work you guys put in, these are everywhere, and I think that presence is important in order to push something, like, in a very old school kind of way, you know?
It's
actually in your face, and you kind of got to go there to see it rather than, like, oh, I guess I'll just get it off Bandcamp or something.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
We've actually had a few discussions about this on this last tour.
How'd that go?
With Ben Weinman. He was asking similar questions for, like, an interview thing he's doing.
Right.
Like, some kind of, I don't know if it's going to be a show or what, but... At some point, a band has to make the decision to get in the van and be poor or not. Like, you have to believe in it. If you don't believe in it, no one else is going to.
Exactly.
Like, you're just going to have to make the commitment.
And I think that might be, as for what I see, is when people connect with you guys, like, in a venue, they understand that from you. Nobody's faking shit. And, you know, they're able to accept it easier. So, you know, like, they believe you when you do what you do. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, we do, Brian and I are just, sometimes we fake it. We fake it.
Yeah, dude. You walk up there and you're, I'm going to fake this.
We just fake everything, the whole set.
It's like Cheech at the end of the first movie.
We don't even plug in. Or we just fake like we're mad at each other and fucking hate each other and spit on each other and really we're just kind of laughing.
Yeah, have a good time. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's fun.
Right on. We're going to go into a Melt Banana and another Retox song, but what was it like opening for them?
Melt Banana?
And yeah, traveling around with them a bit.
We've done another tour with them too.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think this was like the third one or something, but in my personal opinion, I think they're one of the best live bands I've ever seen.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, I saw them right after you guys that same night and mind blown, like obviously.
For sure. And I mean, that was a different... that was a different lineup.
Right, right, right.
Half the lineup wasn't there. It was just Yako and Agata.
Right.
But when they have a full band, I remember that first tour we did with them, I was fucking blown away as soon as they started.
Yeah, you just like, your jaws drop.
I was like, is this even real? Like, like half the, especially Agata. Like,
yeah, exactly.
This guitar work.
I know, it's insane. The guy's a machine.
I couldn't even comprehend what he was doing.
Well,
so it's incredible. I love playing with him.
Well, on that note, why don't we hear you guys together paired up here? Let's go into this Melt Banana song get into that Retox one. We'll come back and talk to Micro Crane some more. Thanks, guys. Skid Row Studios.
from Mad Banana. Here's Dan.
had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. I just got bitched at by my board op.
Yes.
Got schooled. My name's Dan. This is Skid Row Studios. We're sitting here with Michael Crane from Retox. But we want to talk about right now is Kill the Capulets.
Uh-huh.
You guys got a release on 3-1-G, right?
Correct.
Called The Stranger. Why don't you tell me about that so everybody knows?
We were together about 3.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we had recorded that material with Manny Nieto.
Manny Nieto. I hear his name around town
a lot. For sure. He's the dude.
Who works?
He's kind of the dude.
Yeah, it works a lot. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then I started doing Retox. The Capulets kind of disbanded, and we had this material forever. And finally, Keith, the bassist, he was like, "You know what? Let's fucking put that shit out." Finally.
I mean, yeah, like we finished it. Like,
yeah, get out there. A long time ago. He was like, "Let's just put it out." So all of us, we were like, "Yeah. Let's do it."
Right. So
that's pretty much it.
How does everybody go about getting that?
Getting that LP?
Yeah, where do we find it?
3-1-G, their website or Kings Road Merch.
Kings Road Merch. Uh-huh. We'll make sure to post a link
on our
page so people know exactly where to find that.
Yeah, and it's on awesome colored vinyl.
It is. We're playing one of the songs later tonight.
Yep.
We'll close with it. You guys can hear what it's about. It's different than Retox.
Yeah.
I hear similarities there, like, especially in the playing, like, the instruments. Not completely, but it's, like, I'm like, oh, that's definitely still Michael Crane.
Yeah, some of the guitar work.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Which is really just me being a dork, making feedback, and
that's how you like
pretending I can play. That's it.
Well, so how's that writing process like for you guys, though?
In Retox?
What about Capulets? Because you sang in Capulets.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So how'd that go down? Do you just come with songs prepared and teach the band? Or, like, you feed off each other?
It's always different. In that band, I would write maybe a verse, chorus, or whatever. Just some riffs and like, a vocal pattern. And then take it to the guys and start jamming it. Or we just all write something on the fly.
Right. Like, and you're like, shit, let's do that again.
Yeah, totally. Like, it's best to always be recording while you jam.
If you've got the ability to, you better. I mean, save those moments.
Fucking iPhones. You can do it with iPhones.
Exactly, that's true.
They've made it really easy.
That's true. That is definitely true.
The amazing technological advancements in the field.
How about since you started in Retox, how does that writing process work? In the documentary, mm-hmm. I heard you guys talking about how you basically wrote the first EP in one practice.
Yeah, that's true.
How'd that go? You know, like, you meet up in the room and, like, let's just do this, and then...
Pretty much.
Oh, shit, we just wrote an EP.
Pretty much. Gabe was in the band at that time.
It was
Gabe, me, and Thor.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just start riffing. Gabe would play a beat, or vice versa. Gabe would just start with some insane fucking drum beat.
Yeah.
And I'd start playing over it. Quick change the riff, change the beat, go back, done. Okay, next song.
Yeah, next song. Save that one, next.
Yeah.
Moving on.
But I remember
bang,
that.
Bang, bang, bang,
yeah,
bang.
Totally. I remember at the time when we did that, I was like, really? That's short? He's like, yep, that's it. Next one. Okay, ready, go. That fast.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
did you feel that, like, a creativity bomb going off in the room? Like, holy shit, I'm glad I'm doing this project. Like, this feels right.
Yeah, to a degree, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I was confused, I remember. I was like, that was so fast. Like, we barely...
What did we do for the rest of the day? I mean, you want to get tacos or something?
Yeah, that was what we did. Tacos and coffee.
Oh,
always.
Shit, well, there you go.
Yeah, it was done. It was a wrap.
What was the difference between that one and YPLL? Like the writing process.
Okay, well, that was the EP, and then we did Ugly Animals.
Right, Ugly Animals.
Which was, I guess, an LP. It was actually not that long. The writing process was similar with Ugly Animals. And then in YPLL, we just spent a lot. We had a lot more time to actually to record and write.
Right. So, and did you guys actually spend time, like, pick the songs apart and decide what you want to do here and that kind of thing?
For YPLL, we did for sure.
Right. And is that what you guys are doing for your next one? Like, getting more involved in it?
So far, yeah, now that we've kind of got our process down,
yeah. Like
every band, every group of guys, you definitely develop a process.
Right, like the first few, you're feeling each other out. And
a little bit, yeah. Yeah. And, I mean, plus we had a member change, you know.
Right.
Brian stepped in to play drums, and he has a totally different style. And
he's great, though. Like, he has an animal.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he's fucking crazy, that guy.
I know.
But yeah, no, so it's, I mean, it's similar to where I'll, like most guitarists, I'll sit at home and just fucking play.
Yeah, all day
start
long.
Start riffing out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I have all day to actually play guitar. And just record it. Just record the riffs. Sometimes I'll write whole songs or just a few parts that go together well. And then take them to Brian, which is pretty standard.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we'll just tear them apart and see how it goes.
And how's Justin get involved, like, with putting the lyrics on top of everything?
Usually
with you guys. Do you go back and forth with that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then after we have something kind of cohesive put together, you know, I'll send it to Justin, and he'll put in his two cents, and then we'll get together and actually play and see how it goes.
And bang it all out. Yeah. Awesome. So what's coming up for Retox, then?
We just reissued that first EP we did.
Mm-hmm.
So that's back out, and we have a split coming out with Narrows.
Sweet, sweet.
I'm not sure when the release date is for that. Our side's done. We already recorded it. It's mm-hmm. been ready for a little while. And then the new LP, which we're about seven songs in, I think.
Awesome. How many are you shooting for?
I'd like to get like 14, to be honest. Because they're
That's
so
awesome.
Fucking short anyways.
Yeah, it's just like, double up.
Yeah.
Sweet. So, I mean, I would love to have you guys back in here.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, get everybody in here and we'll, like, drop the thing or, you know, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
To get that going. Like,
we'll
whenever we figure out what those dates are.
For sure.
Yeah. We'll definitely keep posting about it.
It's really hot in the studio, by the way.
I know. This studio always gets fucking hot. I mean, all of our guests, we end up with sweaty pits. And you'll see later, we're going to hug it up over here and take some pictures together. And we'll smell each other and get nice and personal. But the good thing about that is I feel like we'll be better friends for it.
Okay. My girlfriend's really hot, too, sitting right next to me.
How are you doing over there? Gabby, right?
Say something.
It's okay.
Don't be shy. How'd
you guys meet?
Through a friend, Andrew. Who's also got a sick band called Sleaze.
Right,
he hooked us up. He played Matchmaker. He totally did it.
How do you feel about Mike getting on stage with all these crazy gigs over and over? Are you okay with it, or do you sit at home and worry?
She's not talking.
I know. I can
She's
tell.
She's really stoned.
Just cover her mouth. It's all good. So,
is that a Cheech and Chong? Out there on the mural?
Yeah, Skid Row Studios. I'm sure you noticed the murals in on the walls are.
Oh yeah.
I forgot what the name of the artist is. He's a great dude, but yeah, there's Cheech and Chong. There's the van.
Yes.
And there's a Bukowski painting in here. There's
fucking awesome.
Zach from Rage Against the Machine. It's pretty much everything. We should do a portrait of Michael Crane. We'll put it like,
oh,
right over here. Like,
I wouldn't go that far.
I think it'd be pretty cool. The next song we're playing them two, actually.
Okay.
Two more Retox, Greasy Song.
Let's do this
bombs,
shit.
And I just kind of wanted to hear what the Kill the Capulet song we're going to get to.
Yeah.
What is the mime about?
I don't know. I totally don't remember.
You don't remember?
Uh-uh.
Well, we can
Oh, wait,
it.
The name of... Oh, the song, the mime.
Yeah, the mime.
How does it go? I don't remember.
Well, how about we'll play
it's about like a serial killer.
That's what it is?
Yeah, like a Zodiac-style serial killer. That's exactly what it's about.
Okay, well, when we do get to that. What about, let's see, we're going to the Greasy Psalms.
Okay, yeah.
What's that one about, like your basis?
I don't know. I just wrote all the parts.
Right, and then Justin decided what it was going to be about.
Yeah. Right. It's a good title, though. I fucking love it.
I think it's
title.
A great title. Let's go into that song break. We're going to start off with King Kong and the Shrines, and then one of our asshole liners, and then we'll hear some retalks.
Okay, sounds good.
Sweet.
Don't ask if you're hurting me, and if you hear the safe word, stop what you're doing immediately. Do you have pantyhose? For your head.
Oh.
I need you to be a faceless attacker.
I drink to your memory. And how it took the world by storm. Laughing at all them tragedies. Made us who we are today. That got us oh so far, far away. That made us wanna go so wild.
Fuquay Law Center is who you want to call if you've been arrested for a DUI. They will explore every fact of your case to get you the best possible outcome. Let them use their expertise to fight your case through the legal system. Call Fuquay Law Center at 626-385-8840 for a free consultation or email them from their website at www.fuquay, that's F-U-Q-U-A-LawCenter.com. And clients that we've referred through them, they've been totally happy, so give the dude a call, man. He'll save your ass. This is a Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Pacinillo.
Is that really F-U-Q?
F-U-Q-U-A.
That's awesome. Fuck you.
It's a great defense attorney name. So we're sitting here with Michael Crane. We just wanted to wrap this up and say goodbye before we play your last two songs here. So,
all right.
Okay, yeah. Get out of my head. So, yeah, let's just, like, you guys are on 31G Records, right?
We have releases on 31G.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's where you got your releases. Is that the easiest place to find your music?
31G, and I think Kings Road also.
Kings Road merchandise, right?
Uh-huh.
We'll make sure to post those links.
Yeah.
And if you guys are all over, like, Facebook.
Or a record store, even better.
Right on. Do you know of any of, like, the good LA local ones that for sure I'm going to walk in there and find some Retox? Maybe Amoeba?
Yeah. I last time I checked, we had some vinyl there.
Sweet. I'm going to go check that out.
And
definitely.
Maybe Vacation.
Oh, okay.
Maybe Origami.
Mm-hmm.
I only say those places because we've played in stores there before.
So it would make sense that they would carry your records,
that
right?
They would still have something of ours, but fuck, I don't know.
That's awesome. We're going to go into Don't Fall in Love with Yourself by Retox right before The Mime by Kill the Capulets.
Awesome.
And I just want to thank you.
Good choice.
Well, thanks for sending it to me.
Oh, yeah. You weren't supposed to say that part.
Just ruin the magic. No, it's not.
Okay.
But we appreciate you you coming down and all that stuff. We're definitely going to keep playing your stuff, and we'd love to have you back for those new releases Retox has coming up. Like,
yeah,
that would
sure,
be totally
for sure.
Cool. So thanks, and this has been A Pint of Cacophony. We're going to go into this music right now, and catch you guys next Monday.
Okay. This building isn't actually on Skid Row, by the way.
I know. We're on Olive Street.
Yeah. And 7th.
All right, good night, shitheads.
Stupid to insult. Thank you.
You want a Pepsi, kid? You're gonna have to pay for it.
broadsword. Oh.
Kill the Capulets! Kill the Capulets!
Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.